Hey, 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 everyone. This is Giggles and Chat with Dr. V. How are you guys? It's been a while, more like 6 months, but your girl needed some time to rest, heal, rejuvenate, and get back on it. How are you feeling today, guys? Well, let me just get straight to the point. These last 6 months, I have been really just experiencing life and its challenges. And today it finally dawned on me that I have to learn how to be more selfish and learn to develop the team of me. It is now time for me to unleash the beast that is in me. Now, I know you're thinking, now where is this coming from? Lately, I have been working extremely overtime on some personal projects that I have been putting on the shelf literally for about 2 years now. And I decided to pull them off the shelf and finish them. And of course, I will share with you guys when it's time. And just experiencing some challenges at work where it has really stretched me, but it allowed me to become a stronger woman. I have been placed in a situation where I had to face my fears at work. It dawned on me that the biggest fear that I had to face was myself. I had to learn how to appreciate who I am and that my fear was a part of my personal development. Once it clicked to me what I needed to do, I literally, guys, learned to train my mind as if I was still an athlete. I made sure my mind and my body was in sync. And then once I had that singing the same song, my to-do list may have been long, but I promise you guys, it was becoming shorter every day. I was learning how to hold my nerves together and just do it. You know, I realized I am more than capable to be the most wonderful and fantastic, good-looking, of course, diva, yet professional woman, me. Something else that I learned was to challenge myself on a daily basis to keep learning, to keep growing, more importantly, be able to sit back and reflect and see where are ways that I can improve. Lastly, guys, one of the hardest tasks that I had to conquer was learning how to be courageous in my form of communicating. There will be days at work when I would just sit still and just listen and take it all in. Now, I am not afraid to speak up. I am not afraid to speak out. I am not afraid to speak boldly and share my ideas with people. I'm not afraid to use my mouth as a form of learning, helping, and developing people to become better people. And then I'm laughing because something just came to me. I am no longer afraid of my own shadow. I will no longer hide in the dark when I know that I'm capable to be shining in the light. Lastly, guys, and I'm going to be finished. Throughout all of this, the last 6 months, I have learned how to be humble and grateful. Unleashing the beast in me reminds me that life can end at any point and that nothing, I mean nothing, should be taken for granted. And that is my humbling truth. It feels good to be back, guys. Send me some love. Show me some love. Can't wait to get some more special guests back up on here, get things started, sharing things about my books. But I want you to know that the beast has been unleashed. And this diva, Dr. V, is back. One love, guys, and have a good one. And don't forget to smile.
Dr. V, what's happening? This is your guy, Larry the Unique One. I appreciate you following on through the show. I really don't be having time to send out these shouts because I go from one thing to the next, but I appreciate your love. God bless you and yours over at yours. Be easy breezy, one.